Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, fired up friends. Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of procrastination-busting inspiration. Ever find yourself stuck in that what-if-I-fail loop? It's a common trap, my friend, and it can seriously hold us back from achieving our goals. But what if I told you that failure isn't the enemy? What if I said it's actually a golden ticket to growth and success? Buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into embracing failure as an opportunity for incredible learning and evolution. First off, let's ditch this outdated idea that failure is something to be ashamed of. It's like saying sunshine is bad because it can give you a sunburn, come on, people. Failure is just a detour on the road to success. It's a chance to recalibrate, adjust your course, and learn valuable lessons along the way. Think about Thomas Edison. He famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." See what I mean? Failure is information. It's giving you a direct line to what doesn't work so you can figure out what does. Now, let's talk about how to actually turn those failures into fuel for your fire. Number one, ask yourself the right questions. Instead of dwelling on why did this happen, shift your focus to what can I learn from this. Get curious. Dig deep and analyze what went wrong. Maybe you didn't delegate effectively, maybe your research wasn't thorough enough, or perhaps you jumped into something without a clear plan. Identifying the root cause is key to avoiding the same pitfalls in the future. Number two, embrace the power of feedback. You know that feeling when someone offers constructive criticism? It can sting a little, right? But here's the thing. Honest feedback, even if it's tough to hear, is an invaluable gift. It helps you see blind spots and areas where you can improve. So next time someone gives you feedback, listen actively, take notes, and try to see it as an opportunity for growth. Number three, celebrate your small wins. Don't wait until you reach the finish line to pat yourself on the back. Acknowledge those little victories along the way, completing a challenging task, mastering a new skill, or simply sticking to your plan even when things get tough. These small successes build momentum and keep you motivated to keep going. Number four, don't be afraid to experiment. Stepping outside of your comfort zone is where the magic happens. Try new things, taking calculated risks, and being open to different approaches can lead to incredible breakthroughs. Remember, even failures are valuable data points. They teach us what doesn't work so we can refine our strategies and move closer to success. Finally, remember that growth is a marathon, not a sprint. Be patient with yourself, allow room for setbacks, and celebrate your progress along the way. Embrace the journey, learn from every experience, and keep moving forward. Okay, picture this. You're working on a big project, maybe it's launching a new website, writing a book, or even just organizing your closet, we've all been there. You put in hours of work, but when you finally unveil your masterpiece, the response isn't what you hoped for. Your website crashes, your friends don't love your story, or your perfectly organized closet starts to look like a tornado hit it within a week. Failure hits hard. But hold on. What if instead of spiraling into self-doubt, you took a deep breath and said, "Okay, this isn't what I envision, but what can I learn from this?" Maybe your website needs a technical upgrade, your story needs another round of editing, or perhaps the closet organization system just wasn't the right fit for you. See, this is where the magic happens. You use that perceived failure as fuel to iterate, improve, and ultimately create something even better. So there you have it, five key takeaways to help you flip the script on failure and turn those setbacks into stepping stones towards success. Ask the right questions, embrace feedback, celebrate your wins, experiment fearlessly, and remember that growth is a journey, not a destination. Remember, friends, every day is a fresh opportunity to learn, grow, and become the best version of yourselves. Don't let fear hold you back. Embrace the challenge, own your mistakes, and watch as you transform those failures into incredible triumphs. Go out there and rock it, my fired up friends. And don't forget to share your thoughts. What are some ways you've turned failures into fuel for growth? Let me know in the comments below. Until tomorrow, keep that fire burning bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.